Okay, right. This is Jason talking to Angelique.
Angelina.
Oh, Angelina. Sorry. Angelina, who's been? Are you the group leader of the group leaders? You're the
no,
boss.
No, Patricia is the main group leader.
Patricia's the main group leader. Yeah. Okay, but we had a chat with you, and you're a teacher in France.
We've been saying that.
Yes, yeah, thank you. Thanks.
Yeah, I'm an English teacher.
You're an English teacher.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay. So how we had a chat before outside, and I said to you, how do you think it's gone with the students? Did they enjoy the lessons? And you told me that it was a bit different because normally, and you, how many CLC trips have you done?
I think it's been 7 years now.
Seven years?
So seven trips, actually.
Wow. And where have you been on those trips?
Well, just about everywhere, I think, in the UK, Ireland, Scotland, Wales, England, Greece, actually. I went to Greece once. Yeah.
And so what do you think's been different about doing the lessons? What have the students said different about the lessons with us and how it's worked for you as a leader?
Yeah, as I told you, normally in the programs when they go to school, like real schools, real buildings, then you have to push them in the morning to go to school. Most of the time they are not very motivated. Mm. Some of them were bored. And it was not very different from what they do in France.
Right, sitting.
Being sometimes passive. And what changed this year in this program is that they went outside, talked to native speakers, had some challenges, and actually I think they were motivated because I didn't have to shattered them in the morning to go with the teachers.
Really?
Yeah.
So you didn't have any kind of trouble. What's it like when they have to go into a classroom and stay in a classroom for the lessons? What do they say about that? Do they kind of is it like going back to school?
Yeah, I don't feel like going. Yeah, for them
really?
It doesn't change from what they do in France really, because they sit for 3 hours, and some teachers are really good. I mean, I'm not saying that. It's not very different from what we do in France. Yeah. So
do you think that when we were doing it this year, because normally we used to start with people in the classroom, we'd hire classrooms and then take them out. But what we found, the reason we did it this year is because we'd had a discussion last year that the teachers were saying the students, like you just said, were kind of not that interested in the first part of the lesson, you know, where they have to sit down and do some work.
Yeah.
It's kind of like going back to school again.
Yeah.
And so we tested it in February with an Italian group, and they loved starting the lessons out in different places because it was just, it's not like school, you know.
Yeah.
And so that's what we've done this year. So do you think, have there been any problems with starting the lessons outside, do you think?
Not what I know, no. They really liked it, going to Starbucks or to the library or even to museums.
Right.
And so they saw different parts of London that we actually didn't visit in the afternoon.
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes they told me, yeah, I know this way, we should go this way, because we went there with a teacher.
Right.
And I was like, are you sure? I show you, Angelina. And they took me, and it was, you know, the right way to Charing Cross.
Oh, wow.
So
cool.
They actually knew a lot of places, extra places that we haven't been to in the afternoon.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
That's great. And how's it been with the teachers and Steve, you know?
Steve explained to us the program on the first day, which was quite good, actually, because at first I didn't understand really well. Before I came here, I didn't understand what, you know, how you're going to work it out.
Mm.
And so he met us on the first day and explained this is what's going to happen. we are going to meet in Charing Cross every morning if it's possible, you know, with the Olympics. And then we take your students and you come back at 12:30.
Yeah.
And at first I thought they would go to a school. Mm-hmm. And then he explained to me what was happening. Mm. And we could talk to the teachers every morning and actually when they went back as well. Mm. So we had a good relation and I really appreciated it.
Yeah. How was it different to the other teacher relationships you had?
In the other programs, I didn't really know the teachers because most of the time we went to the library, you know, in the building at school, went to the library.
Right.
And even at break time, we couldn't really talk to them because, you know, they were having their tea, obviously, or something else. Yeah. And there was really not real communication about what they do in class.
Right, okay.
So
do you like to know? I mean, you're an English teacher.
I like to know what they do, just because I'm curious.
So as an English teacher, what do you think about how we teach?
It's very interesting. I would love to be able to do that, you know, just, let's go outside and practice the questions, you know. Especially questions are very difficult for a French speaker to actually build. Because of the order of words in the question. Mm. So now I tell the students here, well, now you are professional on questions, which is a very good thing.
And
I think it was very interesting, and I wish I could do that, but obviously I can't.
You can do it. You can do it online. Your English is very good, by the way.
Thank you. Well, I can't do it in France because there is no English speaker outside.
The website that we have, our EnglishOutThere.com, the website, there are the materials the students were using.
Yeah.
You can buy them online for £5 from our website. Download it.
Yeah.
And there are instructions on how to use Facebook and Skype. So you make some English-speaking friends online.
Yeah.
You know, like other teachers around the world. I can give you some websites where you can meet them. And actually, I said to your colleague, I've got a group of English speakers on Facebook, a closed group, who volunteered to help people practice. And they do it for me. And I do it when I do case studies with students. But you download the materials, you do the exercises like the students here, and then you go on to Skype and do the speaking practice with people online. Yeah. And it's even better because if you record yourself, which is easy to do on Skype, then you can listen again, and you hear the mistakes you're making, and quite kind of automatically your brain adjusts. It's quite a good way of feeding back the right kind of information to your brain.
Yeah. Well. Mm.
I'll give you the the URL.
I'm interested. Yeah.
Good. Well, I'm glad you had a good time.
I had a good time.
And the students had a good time.
I think so. We had good laughs, actually.
Yeah.
Because they
seem
very
like a
funny.
Nice bunch. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, from you can notice that from day one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I'm used to it. Yeah. When you tell them, you know, when you have to meet. When we have to count them, and you see that from day one if they listen to you or not.
Yeah.
And I could see from day one that group wouldn't be a problem.
Right.
Yeah. So we had good laughs on the train back to Welling,
right.
40 minutes. They are really nice. Yeah.
Cool.
So I had a great time, and especially with the Olympics going on, you can see the atmosphere is really good. Well, I could feel British, they were a bit more tense.
Tense?
Yeah.
Yeah?
You think so? Yeah.
I think once it gets going, people will relax a bit.
Yeah, because we are such a big group, 51.
Yeah.
Then when we arrive, it's like a big, massive... So, in the underground, push on the right, on the right, like this. Normally, British people are very calm. But I could see they were not that patient.
Right.
But so many tourists are coming, so I understand.
51's a big group to control, isn't it? When you're out in the afternoon, That's tricky. Anyway, yeah. Great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.